Well, Kenny, thank you for coming and returning to the bank so that you could participate in this project with me. That really means a lot to me.
Thank you.
And I see that you have created two other figures to go along with yourself today. And I would like to sort of say for the recording that they're really joined, these figures. You have your figure in the center and then these other figures joined closely next to you. Can you tell me a little bit about who these other two figures are?
It's my son, Christopher, and my daughter, Jessica.
What are some, maybe, can you maybe share one of your favorite experiences that you've had with each of them, or maybe something about them that you admire or find really meaningful?
Probably the most important thing or most meaningful to me is just how they're very courageous and know themselves and how they want to be in the world and approach that with a resolve that I never quite had for myself. And so I'm inspired by him.
That's awesome. That's amazing to be sort of inspired by people in our lives in general, but especially our children and those so close to us.
Yes.
What is one of the most favorite memories you have of, say, you and your son? Or it could be even when they were a kid, or it doesn't even have to be a recent memory.
Not favorite, but one that, I mean, it was funny, but he was playing baseball, and then we were out at the park, and I was pitching some baseballs, and he did a line drive that took my knee out.
Whoa!
I hit the ground, and Jess was there, too, and we just all started laughing.
That's great, you know? Even just sort of that moment of being able to share those laughs and those moments of pain and uncertainty, as you're, you know, or even success, you know.
Yeah.
Good job, son. Too bad you hurt my knee. How about your daughter? Do you have sort of a favorite memory that you share of, or think, or maybe not a favorite, but something that really sticks out about who she is for you and the experiences you've had?
I think what really sticks out for me is just how her artwork and my artwork, when I was working on my artwork and stuff, she was like my biggest fan and my biggest critic, and I just value that. And I'm not sure it's quite the same since she's in school now, but I think she still values what my thoughts are and just how she's approaching things. So, yeah, I think we made a connection there.
That's awesome. It's nice to be able to share with someone you trust like that their feedback and their opinions and kind of have that dialogue with each other.
Yes, yeah.
Is there anything else particularly that you'd like to say about the figures that you made today and what they mean to you?
Yes, for me, just through time. Just really learn to accept them and appreciate them for who they are. And that's kind of what this movement is about. It's just over time they grew up and they're their own person now.
That's beautiful. I think it's interesting what you say, too, looking at your figures, because you say the movement of accepting them and them growing up, but the movement of the sort of figures also has a real coming together. Like, maybe as they've grown up and you've built your relationship, it seems like you've all gotten closer.
Yeah.
It's kind of real lovely.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Kenny. Thanks for being here and sharing with me.
Thank you.